Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Christmas is WGN.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:39 a.m. I was working the early morning shift in Chicago. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work with Friday restaurant reviews and news.
Hey, that's, you know, I'm so surprised. I never realized that you and Dave sang that jingle live before we come back in.
and I've been rehearsing all week. Lieutenant, I have so much to talk to you about. First of all, based on your recommendation, and actually Dave Ennett told me about this place, too. You went to a place called, what was it, Hoosier Pies? Was that the name of it?
Hoosier Mama Pie.
Now, you went to the one in the city, I think.
Right. But
I went to the one in Evanston, and what a mistake that was. I've been there a couple times now. One time I got there, like a French silk pie. One time, a quiche, which was the lightest, most delicious quiche I've ever had in my life. Man, that place, that is a good spot.
Yeah.
And here
I did bring a pie again.
Oh, you brought pie today? Oh, I don't need any more pie, but I'll force myself.
You stumped me with the quiche. I was like, there's no way Dave Ennett recommended quiche.
On my own. It was really good. That's a fine place. I went to the one in Evanston. But also, since last week, and you mentioned it, we've been getting all sorts of emails and texts, suggestions for, what was it you wanted? Was it banana pudding or something?
Southern banana pudding. My wife just came up with one, too.
We heard a lot about that.
Oh, yeah. I love so, you know, and when I was in the Marine Corps, I had to do KP duty for a month, not because I was in trouble. It was just, and I actually learned how to make it. And when my kids were little, I used to make it a lot. But now I'm trying to lose weight again. So,
yeah, you know what? I read this old article. Somebody sent it to me. Somebody texted me the old column that was written back in 2010 by Mark Brown in the Sun Times about your book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Good Eats, and he mentioned your weight at the time, and I mean, really, you were that big?
I don't remember that. What was it back then?
Mark Brown wrote, all you need to know about his credentials, that's you, Lieutenant Haynes, for writing a food guide are his vital statistics. 6 feet, 1 inch, 335 pounds.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
I've lost some weight since then, but not much, and I keep losing and gaining,
Well, you're not going to...
That was not my highest, though. I mean, my highest was a good 50 pounds over that.
Man.
I've gained and lost 100 pounds four times in my life.
That's crazy. I bet in the Marine Corps you were svelte.
Oh, I was, yeah.
You had to be,
I had
right?
to be.
Well, you're not going to go on a diet going to this place called Spinning on North California. Tell us about this.
It's Spinning J. And, you know, this is going... We're going over some restaurants that we reviewed way back earlier in the year. And I just wanted to go back to see some of them and see how they're weathering the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And Spinning J, which is at 1000 North California, is a sort of a retro cafe. And I talked to the owner, Dinah Grossman, and did not make any jokes. Dinah Grossman. And she has been there for 5 years, and they do a pie delivery business. And they do savory and sweet pies. So I brought you a selection of their sweet pies. I didn't get the savory ones. So
I'll split it with the morning crew here.
I got some key lime hibiscus and s'more. That's
oh, yeah.
My daughter loved that
I like s'more, too. My wife likes key lime, of course, because growing up in Miami.
Yeah, and I got some dirty chai, which I actually didn't try, but a mixed berry, which I had, was fantastic. And so I talked to her about how business has been, and they've, you know, you walk in there, it's a really nice old cafe, and it kind of sucks, but they got the whole counter, it's a takeout. They've converted completely to takeout, so there's like a counter blocking off the really nice retro cafe. And she says that they're weathering the storm. They're down about 35%.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's interesting, and I'll talk about more about it next week to give it its own segment. But they've actually, along with some other restaurant owners around there, have been working to help out restaurant workers who are out of lost their jobs. And we'll talk a little bit more how they're raising money next week. But
well, let's give them some business. Spinning Jay, 1000 North California, breakfast, lunch, and dinner there too.
Well, their hours are changing. They're only open till 2 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
So it's breakfast and lunch, but mostly lunch and pie. And if you order online, you can pick up your pie the next day. So if you order by a certain time in the evening, online. And yes, the last time I was there, I tried their pot pie, which
chicken pot pie.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Oh man, that's the best comfort food.
One of those Facebook things that people put out there, and they ask how you know your questions. And somebody, one of them said, "What's your favorite pie?" And my sister's response was pot. Which my kids thought was really funny.
By the way, if you'd like to get in touch with Lieutenant David Haynes and you have a suggestion for him, you can email him directly, beatcopsguide@gmail.com. That's beatcopsguide@gmail.com. I'm glad we're helping as many restaurants as we can, because this week there was a story, 10,000 of America's restaurants are expected to close in the next few weeks.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Yeah, that's when I was talking to the owner of Spinning J, he said that the tidal wave is about to crest, and I guess that's what they mean.
And before we talk about the Isabella Bakery, I know you wanted to mention this place on 18th Street that you like. How are they doing?
Actually, they're doing pretty good. I when I went in there, I actually had dinner there last night. It's Pollo Express at 1315 West 18th Street, and they have this chicken adobo. It's the chicken cooked on the grill, and man, the whole grill was filled, and people were coming in and out. And when I asked the guy how business was, he said that they're actually doing pretty good. And it looked like it's mostly family, though, so it makes it a little, you can't fire family, right?
That's right.
So,
yeah. Well, I don't know. Sometimes being in business with the relatives is tough.
You know, when we reviewed this earlier in the year, I told you it was recommended by police officer Veronica Murillo.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronnie 4 years ago was attacked by a guy who was high on PCP and had some serious spinal and head injuries 4 years ago. She's still recovering. The trial actually for the attempt murder trial just started in November, and then because of the COVID thing, it was suspended. The trial was suspended while they all the trials were suspended. So
is Officer Murillo back on the job?
She's not yet. No, she's on disability, and she's not looking forward to facing her attacker in court. But she's still working hard, still getting better. She says every day, and
it's all part of the job. That's how we admire you guys.
She's got five kids too, and still raising her kids. So
she's the one that turned you on to this Mexican place,
right? Yeah, and they you go there. I got like a full whole chicken, brought it home, and comes with the rice and the beans, and even after we had leftovers, and my wife was making chicken tacos with all the stuff, because they gave you tortillas, so it was
nice
scraping the chicken off the bone. It was really good. It's just a great if you like chicken, it's a great place to go, and something travels well, so you can bring it home.
Pollo Express, 1315 West 18th Street.
Yep.
All right. Now then, talk about this bakery that you visited.
Yeah, Isabella Bakery is at 1659 West Foster. It's actually owned by Ken Herrera, who I worked with in 19 when I was a sergeant. And he was
the 19th District.
The 19th
as
District.
As we cops say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a Guatemalan bakery, and they have empanadas, which, it's funny. Before I met him, I didn't know. Empanadas I didn't think of as being sweet too. They have fruit empanadas and savory empanadas.
Yeah, that's I love empanadas. Yeah. You can't get them everywhere.
No, and you can't. And you know what? They're actually, if you find a good empanada place, I found a lot of empanadas that are just. It seems like they're frozen, but these are fresh made in house right there, and it's a great place to go. Back when we could eat inside, they had a couple of tables, but now it's all takeout, like everything else. They also make homemade tamales.
Tamales.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Had a little.
Or my wife talks about the Cuban tamal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you can carry out now.
Yeah.
Right?
And they also do Guatemalan breakfast, which is eggs and black beans.
So Isabella Bakery, that's 1659 West Foster.
Right.
Right? We'll have the news here at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here's some restaurant news first. What have you got for us, Lieutenant?
Well, I got a story about chef Stephen Beniak, who he was laid off during the pandemic, and he started a website called chefitup.com where you can order dinner packages, picnic baskets, and even dog treats, homemade, chef-made dog treats, which I ordered. I was hoping to try them out, but they haven't come yet. They'll probably come today. And when I told my dogs I ordered them, they looked at me like they didn't know what I was talking about because they're dogs. But
you don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, all they're thinking is how they could, if they could, they would get me.
I'll have some of the treats and then wash it down with some nice toilet water. That's a good day for a dog.
But, you can get, they have a whole bunch of really good stuff that this, so, you know, this is a guy who's, you know, turning lemons into lemonade over there at chefitup.com.
Okay, good for them. Let's see. Also, you have a list of places to eat on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
Well, my favorite go-to for lists is Eater Chicago. They, for somebody who likes lists, Eater Chicago is a great place to go. They have lists for everything. And
mm-hmm.
So they have a list of places that have Christmas Eve and Christmas dinner. And it's chicago.eater.com, and you really can't eat. You can't eat in restaurants around Chicago, but you can still have a gourmet meal at home. And they have a whole list of places where you can pick it up and order. Make sure you order in advance, though.
EaterChicago.com. And occasionally you tell us about a food truck you like. You found one, didn't you?
Yeah, this one is actually, I don't work for the, I hope it's legal what this guy's doing, because they actually talk about
you
it.
You hope it's legal. Very nice.
But Flo's Kitchen, it's a food truck that serves flautas, tacos, and quesabirria, is parked behind the chef's house at 3335 North Troy. And they open up and they serve tacos right there in the alley. And, the reason I said that was because in the reporter who wrote the story I can't remember. It's also on Eater Chicago. Made a point of saying that he wasn't sure if it was legal either, which got me thinking. I don't know if we should talk about it on the radio, but hey, anything to support these small businesses.
Oh yeah, you want to help them? Yeah. I just hope you're not there later arresting somebody.
No.
you have one more you wanted to tell us about, a takeout spot on North Clark, right?
Well, it's a bar, Simon's Tavern, and they have a holiday tradition of glog. Have you ever had glog? It's mulled wine.
No, I haven't.
It's a big thing for their neighborhood to go. He's nodding real hard.
Oh, I've had it. It was station remote. We were given some glog.
Oh, that must have been a fun remote.
That was very nice. It was warm. Does that remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was served warm.
He'll need it in the press box for the Northwestern game tomorrow.
It's going to be a little cold.
Yeah, so it's mulled wine, and they usually have it in the bar all warmed, like you say, and you can pick up bottles, so you have to warm it at home. It's 5210 North Clark at Simon's Tavern, and you also comes with the ginger cookies that you're supposed to tap and eat for good luck. They explain everything there. But
sounds good. By the way, these pies you brought in, is this my favorite cherry pie? Is that what
that's
one
mixed
is?
Berry.
That looks good. And then what are these pies that have the pink and red color over here?
Those are, I think, hibiscus.
Wow. Look interesting. Very, very colorful looking. And that's from Spinning J at 1000 North California, right?
Yeah, that might be dirty chai.
All right. Well, thanks for the treats, Lieutenant. And we may... Go ahead.
If anybody, you were talking about Glenn Campbell's daughter, if you really want to get a tearjerker, look up Bob Welsh. He's a retired Ohio State trooper, and he tells a story called My Christmas Eve. You can look it up on YouTube, and if you're not, if you don't have a tear in your eye at the end of it, then you're not human.
What's the name of that again?
Bob Welsh is his name, and the title of it is My Christmas Eve, and it's a story about police officers on Christmas Eve. So,
got it. All right, Lieutenant. Glad tidings to you, sir.
Let's be careful on this.